Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your market update for May 7th, 2024. So I hate days like this. There's just no news. So what am I supposed to come out here and tell you guys? So let's go over with some of the content that we have today, but I do have a reason why mortgage rates might uptick a little bit today. So let's get over to it. So these are the mortgage rates where they finished yesterday. You saw mortgage rates come down just a little bit. We're going to see that continue today based on the mortgage bonds. I'll get to that in 1 second. But if you go to the economic calendar, there's nothing today. It's Tuesday, so there's nothing. If you go to my chart, which is MBS Live, I love this system. I'm actually going to interview this young man in about 2-3 weeks to have him on a live broadcast so he can explain all this stuff to you and more. But what we're seeing right now, mortgage rates are easing off. You can see MBS markets up 17 right now. I'm going to go over that in a second. But the only news we have today, if you go over to my news channel, is right through here. And this is what scares me. Fed Karskarian speaking today. Okay, so who is this guy? Well, you really have to pay attention to what Fed official is speaking because some of them are hawkish, some are dovish. What does it mean? Well, if you're hawkish, you always think the rates are too low. You want rates to go up, 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 and away. But if you're neutral or dovish, you're thinking, well, maybe the Federal Reserve's in a good spot right now. They don't have to do anything. Well, today we have Karskarian talking. So if you go down through here, and I'll try to post this link down below so you can understand who's hawkish, who's dovish, and basically who's neutral. You go down through here and you can see that on the chart, who is what? When you go down to the bottom right here, we have Karskarian right here. He's speaking today. He is hawkish. So he's going to come out and probably say, well, you know, we're probably going to need to bump up more interest rates to slow down the economy and so forth. So don't be surprised if you start seeing the markets, even the stock market reaction to this later this afternoon. That's basically all the news that we have for today, folks. So if you're out there and you're like, Dan, I'd really love to buy a house. How can you help me? What do you actually do? Well, I'm a loan officer. I'm actually a mortgage broker licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Name one other person that you know that works at a federal bank that's licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico and is also a broker set up with probably 20 or 30 different lenders at this time. So that's what we do here. Love to help you. There's two big ways we can help you. One, if you need some money for down payment assistance, we have a tool up there that we just put in there. It's called the Grant Finder. You're going to click that and it's going to send you off to just a little bit of questionnaires. It's going to take you probably maximum 3 minutes to complete this to see if you're eligible for grants all the way up to $7,500. And the nice thing about these things, they're completely forgivable. You don't need to pay them back. But how do you reach out to us to get, you know, the process going? Are you looking to refinance maybe? Maybe you're looking to buy a second home or an investment property. Maybe you finally decided, okay, it's time I buy my first house. So if that's you, please reach out to us. We'd love to help navigate this whole environment for you. How do you do that? Well, you can hit the apply now button right up through there, or you can even give us a call. So if you're at therateupdate.com, scroll down to the bottom of the website and you're going to see our 800 number right there, 844-775-LOAN. Believe it or not, that's what it says up there. Or you can email me directly at dan@therateupdate.com. Thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Sorry there's really not a lot of economic news out today, but I hope you did learn something. And if you did, don't forget to subscribe right down there below. Have a fantastic day. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.